You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
So, and it's going to be directly from the throne of grace. I know some people don't believe because you ain't got down that low. And this woman of God said to me, God been knocking on your door a long time, but what she was saying, you thought you were too exempt. Huh? He got your attention now. So the woman of God went in tongues and prayed for me. So she said, I want you to look in the mirror. After a whole year, I look like a Amazon. Look in the mirror, and if you don't go down, it's because you don't believe it. I shall never forget it. Been over 30 years. I had on a peach-colored dress, and I looked in the mirror, and I went all the way down. I'm going to put my hands on you, son. Woko Shabaya. Blew my mind. I'm talking about those wall clothes. You got to know that God will empower you. Don't care who's saying what about you. I lost every natural thing. But who is God can't give you some more natural things? I bless him today. Hallelujah. He got many houses, many cars, in many positions. Can I stand here and talk to you? Don't let nobody tell you that God can't. He can do it, but for the calling God got on your life. Somebody don't think you got to be stripped out of drug and pulled through something. Oh, you hear me? People lied on me, they still doing the same thing. But I put on my walk clothes. First of all, they say a woman ain't supposed to do this. This woman do what God say do, forget you. Because when I was outdoors, you didn't come and say, I'll house you. Only God. Just releasing this weight upon you. But you will survive. The enemy wants to keep on. Keep on, keep on. But you keep on saying, God, I got to make it. Oh, you hear me? I got a problem with people putting God on the clock. You ain't been in a situation in your life about to get up out of here. Oh, you hear me? I said, go on and play with your bad self. I'm going to pray for you while you're playing because God don't operate like that. You let God do this thing. He's been knocking on your door a long time. But he finally getting your attention. It ain't about religious nor tradition. It's about a relationship that God wants to jumpstart for you. You got two beautiful daughters, and we ain't going to go no further than that. Oh, you hear me? I bless his name. God will allow you to be tested. Because I was involved with a man, and he went trying to get some stuff. That's where I come from, trying to get stuff. But I heard God tell me, if you want him, you can have him. But you got to remember where I brought you from. I said, if he had a gold mine, you got to go, buddy. I made up my mind. I ain't having this. Because I might can't make it out again. God ain't nobody to play with. Are you hearing me? Do I need to help God? What I'm saying to you, young man, you don't need to help God. I know it looking really, really dark and blooming now, but God is a picker up. He'll pick you up on the inside. And make something happen for you in and out. Oh, somebody help me. I give him praise here today. We right here relying on Johnny Boy and whoever. You better rely on Jesus because he's the big boy. He can. When you give up you, and say this thing about you. My background said you don't do this call. Women supposed to cook in the kitchen. Women ain't cooking like that now. They hooking their nails on. They get you a fast meal and throw some of that fast soup over it. So you mean to tell me that's all the women can do? Some ain't having babies now, they done got too cute. No. He designed you to do what he wants you to do. And it left up to you. You, to make up your mind. I'm going to put on this wall clothes, which is a spiritual transitioning. And I'm going to trust God. If he don't do it, I believe he can. Hallelujah. We're looking for people to give us what we need. He already done made provision. That if we defy, we need him. Can I shake your hand, young lady? If you ain't scared, I'm going to give you COVID. I ain't got none of that stuff. All right. I give God praise. Will you stand up and raise your hand up? Come on, stand up. Up in here, I ate the food, so a few more ate the food along with me. Not too many, but some. I did a eulogy, and the people, the members were holding their head down because they just knew I was going to eat the food, which I did, for Jesus. Oh, you hear me? I try to do that every day. Oh, you hear me? Let me tell you this before I pray for you. I went to Lowe's. They didn't have the cutter for the change. I go to the other place. This lady here, she's so bougie crazy. You know, I'm a young woman. And I was kind of panting for dear life because I was tired. Get away from me before you get COVID. I said, I ain't got no COVID. You might have it with your unbelief. I come up with him and get a piece of change for the fence. And that's what I'm going to get. But because I heard you say you work in the environment, I told another sister, everybody was so enthused about going to the medical field. But isn't it amazing? Follow me where I'm going. People being forced to come up out of there because scared got their attention. I'm hearing you. But I'm looking at you. You take Jesus, my God, as your, if I'm not talking to you, I don't know you, but my name is Pastor Grant. You call me back and tell me if I did it wrong. I don't have no problem. I'm getting old pastor. But long as you take this Jesus, it is rewarded, it is a protector for you and your family. Because these are your children. Okay. You got to come home to your baby. My daughter worked in the medical field. Are you hearing me? Guess what they told her? One day you be back into the hospital, and if you don't come, you find you another job. I bet sister girl with her bougie tail got up in there. This is how the enemy operates. Now, if you don't get some more of Jesus, that's your business. Get butt naked outside and throw your clothes in the garbage. But you're going to need this Jesus to be your protector. You see what I mean? So what I say to you when I took your hand, I come in agreement with you that God looking for representatives. I ain't talking about no Hollywood stars. He told me he got enough of them, and they ain't no good. He looking for just a simple person to orchestrate out of, I believe. I believe that he's greater. Interacting with the people, some got what and some don't know what they got. Oh, you hear me? A young lady blew my mind this morning telling me about the corporate stuff. I said, you're messing with me. I tried to be on good behavior one day, but you done messed me up again today. Don't care what nobody tell you. What you read, the bullets they put out, and all this other mess. Oh, you hear me? My brother in Virginia, his girlfriend had stage 4 cancer. Emergency room nurse. Didn't even know she had it. Go to the emergency room. Dead just that fast. And you tell me all our intellectual ability moving God, he looking for some simple people that he can bring to a place that they can represent him. I can't represent him as it's about me. You follow me where I'm going? So when you're going up in there, I want you to get your praise up to another level. Because God want to use some people who in the back line. He want to bring them to the front line, Nick, and can handle it because it ain't about them. Well, when you wait for these people for they turn, you better not mess with them because it's about them. But I want you to start witness about this Jesus And you're going to see how some things that you ain't asked God for, he's going to do for you. If you believe it, reach up and pull it down. Because God got some stuff, even with the supposed to be corporate, shut down, that he's blowing some people's mind with. Are you hearing me? Yes, sir. So you grab it, hold fast to it, and watch God do it. Watch him do it. Chantel, it's your birthday. Get on up here, girl, while I can pray for you. Oh, you hear me? I want to ask you a question. What do you want God to do for you? And don't tell me about you want God to straighten up your husband and all that. No, sir. No, sir. I'm sick and tired of people telling God to straighten up. People don't want to be straightened. Do things for other people to make them act like they want me. What you want him to do for you? I want you to put it in your mind for your birthday. Are you hearing me? Let me tell you what, for my birthday, what God did. I tightened up my blue, black, gray, fro, whatever color it is. Put on one of my better uniforms. Smelling good all over. Didn't do it myself. I have a cousin I've been witness to because she had a serious surgery, and I kept on rebuking her every morning and praying for her so she got better. She sent me a gift card. So I went out myself. I got me a table by the window. And I ordered everything I saw on the menu I wanted to order. And I sat there, and I said, God, I couldn't have a better 70-plus birthday. I asked you for nothing. Everything you've done, somebody did it for me. Are you hearing me, what I'm saying? And guess what I did? I got so excited, and I was able to witness to a woman, and she began to hoop and holler. I said, they're going to throw me out in a minute. She said, I thank God for you coming. But when you recognize, and I wasn't trying to throw y'all up under the bus, whatever they're talking about. It's time that you let God do something for you, Sister Chantel. Just involving you growing. Involve you being developed. Involve in all he done for you. How in some hard place he came and met you there. Ooh, Shabaya, I feel the stainless of fire. The Yobako Shande Bosa. That idiom by D.O.C. See, if you want it, don't worry about who else don't want it. We got too many people lingering around because somebody else don't want it. I got to wait on them. Well, who going to wait on you when he says time for you to go? Are you hearing me? So I want you to think about what I'm saying. First aid people, you got a new car, so you don't have to ask for no new car. You don't want now, baby, because you got to take care of them. Whatever desire that you will make you come to another level. Because the enemy tried to allow you to be drowned and drenched with loneliness and pity party. But I speak to that spirit in the name of Jesus. It ain't nothing but a setup. She will walk victoriously. She will define that this relationship require me and me and me alone. Now, God, I thank you for allowing this birthday to be the one of the best ones she ever had. It ain't about material things, but it's about spiritual things. That you will empower her with another level of your almighty power, which is your Holy Spirit, that she will be one of those that will run and tell what the Lord has done on the inside. Even in a female organ, God, I ask you to touch it. Touch a female organ, even in a back area here, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I give you praise. I thank you for the healing, for the manifestation of your power being released, that you will be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, can I get somebody to help me? Sister Helen, will you come here? Pastor, will you come? You know, folks allow you when it's your sister. I'm sorry. It can be me. I can't lie for me no more. I've been the best of liars. I might not get another chance, but don't be no liar no more and go on to hell. Oh, you hear me? But Pastor, I want you to lay your hands upon my sister Helen. First of all, I want you to lay both of your hands on her ears in the name of Jesus and declare he's a miracle worker. Now I want you to lay your hands upon her head. Her head, Pastor. In the name of Jesus, you are a healer. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to her spirit. And even this transition that she don't feel she equipped and she don't want to do, but I ask you to let her let you come in so you can bring her development so she can get rid of yesterday and concentrate on the day. Give her this spirit of creation. I'm creating you in the image and likeness of who I designed for you to be. Lay your hands on the stomach, Pastor. Those lame, dormant spirits that has been wavering and warring and controlling are by the hand of man. I thank you today for releasing her. Releasing her and let her go by your power. That you will turn around and that they will be astonished and amazed at the power you possess. The enemy even had a sign saying you're going to get up out of here. But you raise your mind. Well, you ain't leaving till God said you're going to leave. I don't care what demon said. What God is still the great I am. He still is greater. He still has the power to orchestrate. You shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. Healer. Healer. Oh, healer, come and rescue me. Rescue me. Allow your favor. Equal Shabbadiyasa. You allow your favor to orchestrate the plan of salvation. I give you praise. I give you thanks. Hallelujah. Jasmine, I want you to come here. I've been standing in the gap for you since you was a little girl. Because I know that I know that God wants to use you as an example and a representative. You don't lie the freedom that God has given you to make you like some others. I want you to be reminded what God has already done for you. I'm so sick and tired of this that people think you got to be old, broke up, and can't do nothing else before you realize how good he is to you. When your grandmother passed, I saw the emptiness between you and your brother. But the almighty power of God rescued y'all because some serious prayer went up for y'all. And all the things that God is allowing you to do, don't take it for granted. Because people can bully you and want you to see. I told you I got a grandson and some old probably smoke dope too. But it looked like it's a cool thing. It looked like a being a hopper. That's what we're going to use. A hopper to look like it's so glamorous. But I want you to keep your mind focused. You got some things up before God. You got a brother that you want God to manifest his healing. It's not a day past, if I ain't talking to you, that you don't lift him up and you think about how he doing. If I ain't talking right to you, call me. But see, that would keep you having to seek his face. So the enemy won't come in and destroy the pathway that God have you going down. You see, you can get a man when you're old. And don't mess around and have access to a good job, a car. It don't have to be your own place. You can't get them out. Are you hearing me? So it's been done in time past. You don't have to be one of the same product. I want you to focus on all the things that God has with my name on it. He has shown me he's a miracle worker. He has allowed you to have access to things that will blow your mind. Are you hearing me? It ain't no fun having a baby. It just looks like it's fun getting it. But them rascals ain't going nowhere. They pop up when you want to go out and do something else. Y'all hear me? So, it ain't no fun trying what I try. I'm going to keep on trying this Jesus. And where he can manifest his greatness through me, that I'll be a representative and get in platform and places. Let me tell you what I told the sister pastor when we was in the storefront. She's my witness and she'll tell you whether I'm lying. I said, sister pastor, the Lord told me he gonna allow you to have a master's degree. I said, it ain't gonna be hard for you to get the master's degree. Cause he wanna use you in some places only people identify the degree. But the Jesus inside of you gonna come up in there and shut the degree down. Did I tell you not, Pastor? She has a master's degree. Are you hearing me? So what I'm saying to you today, Sister Jasmine, everybody don't want to talk about this demon called sex. But I talk about it to somebody, act like they tying their shoe. It ain't nothing but a setup. It gets you locked in and only Jesus can bring you out. Are you hearing me what I'm saying? Don't let, you know, you cool if I could have got your size, but I probably that size when I came out. I've been cool. I still were cool when I thought I was all that. Because I had some boyfriend to quit me, and they were fine as wine. But I went talking to change. They were talking. They said, forget you. Are you hearing me? So I want you to keep on driving up down that road and telling God, thank you for you. Moving and cruising and grooving. Oh, you hear me what I'm saying? Waving out a few, but hey. Oh, you hear me? And don't worry about your daddy. Keep praying for him. He going to get better. He getting better now. Oh, you hear me? He would have loved for you to be home where you can say, Jasmine, Jasmine. Let him call you on the phone. If you don't want to pick it up, don't pick it up. Hell, you hear me? But that's love. Sometimes we can overdo love. Are you hearing me? I want you to be of tendency. You're a very intelligent, smart young lady. You ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody. Are you hearing me? I like you get up, you know, and all that, but you don't have to get up with some things that ain't benefit for you. You hold fast. See, they don't know where you come from. And they don't give a care if you don't go forward in him. But I speak to your spirit, man. I've been holding you up before God. Some receiving and some rejected. But I've been holding you and your brother up since y'all were little children. That God, you are their provider. He allowed you to make it through high school and now you're in college. If you keep on trusting him, he's going to allow school going to go by like you snap your finger. You don't have to come back to dad. Just pass on by Jacksonville if you get a better job. Said, Dad, I seen you a little change. Are you hearing? But I'm gone. You hold fast and keep that what has been handed down to you from a grandmother was a praying mother who y'all knew loved you. Are you hearing me? For to you, I went to the hospital to see her a couple nights before she left. She said to me, Pastor, it is well. She said, I gave it all to him, and it is well. Pastor will wait for me in the car. He'll take me when he thinks somebody's going to steal me. Oh, you hear me? He was mad I stayed too long anyway, but you can't please everybody. Anyway, I realized what she was saying to me. She said some other things to me. But don't be so quick to think you got the answer. know that God had answered her request. Her request was for God to take care of y'all, because it was her time to leave. I don't believe we have a hard problem leaving when we done fixed everything we can fix, and we done left it all up unto Jesus the Christ. You allow God. A lot of children go to school with a car and they make a jackass fool of themselves. My grandson got his car up there wherever he at. I ain't worrying about that. Because when you tell somebody something, they don't listen and they reject it, let them do what they want to do. Are you hearing me? What I want to come in agreement with you, that God will trust you. Because see, some children who ain't got no transportation, they'll try to get up on you and use your meds too. Girl, you know you fine. Can I drive your car and keep it 2 days? Are you hearing me? You know, I know I'm fine. Tell me something else I don't know. You hear me? No, I can't take it to the store unless you got $5. Gotta get some gas. You understand me? You come with some don't have, but it look like they've been in a better situation than you. You follow me where I'm at? But there's Jesus that you want to rely on. You hold fast. That if you let him, he will move you to places that will blow your mind. Are you hearing me? And let me tell you one thing. I met a young man in Carolina. Pensacola. His mama was a crackhead and his daddy been gone. I said to the young man, I said, I see NBA, you. He said, me? I said, yes, you. Guess what? He on TV now when they turn it back on. Well, I'm saying to you, you can do it, Jasmine, but the enemy will set you up. You got all this free time. Your dad is not your source. He's your source. And if you let him show you, he'll show you. You can do all things through me that strengthen you and empower you. That freedom, don't let it take you out there in sometime not come back land, because it'll mess you up. Amen. So I'm going to lay my hands on you. And I believe anybody, you might have some children too. They might be little now, but you're going to need it later. Father God, I ask you, shield, protect, and keep Jasmine. Keep her from her own self. Keep her from these spirits that assigned to come and get her. Allow her to know where you done brought her from. Allow her to realize how great thou art. Let her believe that nothing is impossible for you to do. Give her peace in these occurrences, in these transitions, in these tests that come with all that. But she will be an overcomer if she lets you. We thank you now for shielding and protecting her, keeping her from all hurt, harm, and danger. When she on the road coming to Jacksonville, wherever she going, you know her everywhere she might be. And we ask you to be with her wherever she might go. Release your angels to take charge. Oh, my God. And we're going to give you praise now. And we thank you for somebody else. You will step in and do just something for us. And we give you praise for doing it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we do say amen. Hallelujah. He can do it. He's looking for some people I can trust with some. Time passed, he couldn't trust me with too much because I took over. Don't worry about talking about me, you too. But I want him to trust me with everything that he would get praise out of now. Telling on myself and where I've been and what I attempt to do. You know, God is a good God. I told a story here and I'm finna really my somebody ran me off the road.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.